Well, I mean, what you need is three, you know, you need three-pronged approach. The municipalities, I know this as a former Timmins City Councillor, we can only do so much, and that gets directly, that hits the property taxpayers directly. We need match funding from federal government, provincial government, and then local governments, and the funding needs to be, you know, we need more now, and we need it for a longer period of time, and we need to, so that there's predictability there, so that there's planning. I know that locally, Timmins mayor and council have, you know, they're looking into the overall cost to redoing Algonquin Boulevard. And when that comes out, it's going to be a huge dollar amount. We all know that. And right now, the current plan from the Harper government, and even from the proposal from the NDP, would not be able to come up with the funding. Our plan again is, you know, a historic investment in infrastructure across Canada. That would also come, obviously, to Timmins James Bay. And, you know, in terms of working with, I think the province understands the province understands the issue with infrastructure. But without the federal government leading on this, you know, there's little things that people may not really understand. For example, interest rates right now are at historic lows. Anybody who's bought a house knows the difference between 2.99% interest or 6% interest on over a 25-year amortization on their house. You know, that can double the amount spent on interest. You know, that change in interest rates. The federal government needs can borrow at the cheapest rate possible. The federal government can, you know, can, they should be leading the infrastructure charge, not the municipalities, which is what's been done. That's an upside down, you know, an upside down scenario. And, you know, it's interesting because the you know, our country as we know it today, Canada, was built, you know, came into its own because of a massive federal infrastructure project, the CPR. And, you know, it seems like that's, you know, that's over 150 years ago almost now, but that's what built the country, was connecting the East Coast and the West Coast. And that's leadership from the federal government took that, and it's too easy to slough it off on the provinces or the municipalities. Federal government needs to be there with, if not, you know, if not more than a third, at least a third in investments and spending for local infrastructure projects. Because again, that's, you know, paving the way for our future success. And without that, you know, you're just, you're left at the mercy of the global, you know, global economy, and when, you know, when the economy comes back, which it always does, especially in resource industries, we need to be ready. We need to have those, you know, those roads built, the power lines in, so that companies can come, spend their money, know they're going to get a good return on their investment, and, you know, employs good, well-paying jobs in Northern Ontario, which is, you know, what we all want.